Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim. Chlal Samach Siman Aleph. Now, the Chayodim continues and discusses a case where there's none left. Im Ochol Kvar Kulam. So all of the papers which were on the table were consumed, and now they bring new ones. So it's a case of Stam Das, and they bring new ones. So what's the law on that case? Since he's sitting by the table and he sat himself down, he was kavei, didn't eat derech haroi, but he was kavei himself. He sat down to have a meal. The meal was peiros. He had stam das. He didn't think about how much he's going to eat and whether it's going to be. He said, but let's sit down and have a peiros meal. So the, as opposed to just person takes a snack of a fruit. So by the virtue of sitting by the table and making himself a kviyas, he's eating peiros. So the eating session continues until they get up from the table. So therefore, there's no need for new bracha. And this is the chiddush of the chayyadim. The Mishnah Berurah does quote it and paskin like it. His language is v'chein nira lahalacha. So lahalacha, you should not make a bracha in that situation. Then Messiah died to calls mancha meitzav al shulchan. He's not Messiah das from eating as long as he's sitting by the table. But v'im ochol rak b'derech harai, he ate it as a snack. So he wasn't a kviyas. So there was no kviyas. It was stam das. The peiros are all finished. So then he said tzarech l'varech l'kuliyam. So there's no question that a person needs to make a new bracha on the fruit which is brought. And he says, and there's no difference if it's the fruit from the same min or a different min. He originally made a bracha on the nuts, and now they bring apples to nuts. Our example was apples and oranges. There's no difference. You always need a new bracha. Now, this is the opinion of the Chayyadim, and the Chayyadim is actually following the Magen Avraham. However, Mishnah Berurah points out that there are multiple Achronim, and there are more amongst them who understand that this situation will also be a Machlokes. So, Stam Das, and he ate all the peiros. It's Derech HaRoi, Stam Das, he ate all the peiros. And they bring more of the same bracha. So the Ramah understands according to Shulchan Aruch, you do not need to make a new bracha. Which the Chayyadim holds in this case, where it's completed, and it's Derech HaRoi, and it's completed, and it's finished, there's no food left, no fruit left, you bring more fruit, you have to make a new bracha. The Ramah understands that the Shulchan Aruch says not like that, and many Achronim follow the understanding of the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. However, Lamaisa, we're only talking about the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch in a case where it's the same min mamish. So if a person was eating oranges, he ate all the oranges, and they bring more oranges. So according to the Chayyadim, you need to make another bracha. However, according to the Ramah, understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, you would not need to make a new bracha. And Bidiyeva, you do not need to make a new bracha because it's the same min. However, if he finished all of the oranges and they brought some apples, so that situation, a person would make a new bracha before he eats the apples. The Chayyadim says, "Mokum shiyesh sopik bracha," in a case where you're not clear what your intent was, etc., something of that sort. So what should you do? So if you have some type of fruit which is available, which you clearly had no das for, you can make a bread pi'etz on that. That would be great. But many times it's not realistic. Yesh l'sakin, shivarech amad sukar shahakol, v'yiftur gam oysa davar. So you make, but if a person makes a shahakol, it works. So the sugar, the bracha is a shahakol. Make a bracha on the sugar, which is a shahakol, and have in mind to include the fruit. So if you were yotze with the bracha, bread pi'etz, great. If not, at least you said a shahakol on it. We have to gamma sedaber. The filah b'secha suda tzarech l'borach al sukkah. And a person eats sugar, a person picks up a sugar cube, a person picks up the candy, even if he washed, you would need to make a bracha on it. The same way you have to make a bracha on a fresh fruit. So you can make the shahakol on the candy, on the sugar cube, and cover your suffik bracha on the fruit that you're eating during the meal, which if would be chalai ben bracha, would be chalai ben bracha im techa suda. So that would be the great etza that the Chagadim is giving in that situation. Okay, so the maisa, we don't pass like the Chagadim, just to repeat that again. And if it's a person completed his eating session, he wasn't teveya, but we bring more of the same min mamish, you do not need make a new bracha. If it would be different min, a person would make a new bracha. And that's the way the Mishabur brings, and multiple Achronim understand the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and hopefully that's clear, and have a good day.